Before many immigrants to this country got off the boat at Ellis Island, they boarded ships in Germany. Today, a new museum opens in Hamburg on the site where many of these emigrants were housed and processed while waiting for ships to take them to a new future. Kyle James reports.
The port city of Hamburg's nickname is Germany's gateway to the world. And for many European emigrants in the 19th and 20th centuries, it was also a gateway to the new world, the United States. But until recently, there was little left to mark the last stop of the immigrants' journey from the old country. Construction workers are putting the finishing touches on the Ballenstadt, or Ballen City. It's a new $16 million recreation of part of the compound where those leaving Europe were housed before they boarded ships sailing west.
It was also referred to as a city within the city. We could have up to 5,000 people live here at the same time, migrants.
Georgia Birkner is a historian at the museum, which is made up of reconstructions of three of the almost 30 buildings that once made up this emigrant city, named after the head of a shipping line. The complex was built in 1901 to keep emigrants of that period, mostly poor and from Eastern Europe, out of central Hamburg. The museum begins by explaining the different reasons why emigrants left: poverty, persecution, or simply looking for a better life. One room has mannequins dressed in turn-of-the-century clothing.
We're actually trying to be very interactive here, so that's why we have those puppets here that actually talk to you as a visitor. So when you approach those puppets, they're going to start to speak to you, and they're going to tell you their story.
Hello. My name is Heinz.
10-year-old Heinz tells about his parents who want to escape the drudgery of backbreaking and poorly paid factory work. Another mannequin tells of fleeing the pogroms against Jews in Russia. Visitors can dial replicas of old candlestick phones and hear original recordings of emigrants telling their stories. Or they can use an interactive map to learn about conditions in different countries that pushed people to leave. There are props like suitcases scattered about or an old portable phonograph. One building contains a faithful recreation of a dormitory. Another illustrates what life was like once emigrants reached the U.S. People can also research their family histories. Museum spokeswoman Nina Ziepmann says the museum won't just attract American tourists. Germans will come, especially since the subject of emigration is still relevant in Germany today.
If you switch on TV, in Germany at least, there are docu-soaps, which is about people leaving Germany and for various reasons, to go to Spain, to Chile, to the US, different countries, find a new job and start all over. Thinking and talking about leaving my home country is very, very close to people these days.
But for Elizabeth Kolb, who's in her 70s, it's far in the past. When she was a child, several of her uncles emigrated from Germany to Argentina. She found two postcards one of them had written from Buenos Aires and came by to donate them to the museum.
We live in a time where our lives are pretty easy. But think about everything these people had to go through to make new and more secure lives for themselves. I think it's good that we remember that.
The Ballenstadt was bustling until 1924, when the U.S. passed laws restricting the number of immigrants allowed in. Starting in 1933, Jewish immigrants fleeing Hitler stayed here, until in 1934, the Nazi SS moved in. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James.